You're listening to the Worldwide Freedom Radio Network, with studios in Eager, Arizona, broadcasting on satellite GE1, transponder 7, 7.56 audio, and over 700 FM stations across the nation and around the world.
This is my daddy's station. I'm Pooh, classic radio like you always wished it could be, 101.1 FM, Eager.
Hello, everybody, and welcome once again to the Hour of the Time. Right off the bat, I'd like to thank everyone who was concerned because we were off the air for a little while yesterday. In fact, about the whole second hour of the broadcast. And apologize to all those whom it may have inconvenienced, including all of our affiliate stations and, of course, WRMI. We had a serious breakdown of a key piece of equipment here in the studio, and try as I might, I was not able to get back on the air, not even to make an announcement about what was happening until after our broadcast time was over. We did, however, get back on the air here in the local Eager area shortly after 5 o'clock p.m., which, of course, was 4 Pacific, 6 Central, and 7 Eastern Standard Time. We believe that we have everything back in operation, and and we don't foresee this happening again anytime soon. And right after that happened, ladies and gentlemen, later last evening, another piece of equipment froze up on us. It didn't die. It just, the mechanical linkage inside just it got locked up, and we had to go off the air for a little while to repair that here in the local area. And the reason for this is we don't have the money, ladies and gentlemen, to put out for hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of professional radio equipment, and never will have, for that matter. So we have to use the very best equipment that we can buy in the price range that we can afford, which generally is Radio Shack, which I highly recommend. They have an awful lot of equipment that will take the place of much costlier equipment. And to tell you the truth, the Radio Shack equipment is the equipment that we've had the very least of problems with. Our other equipment is regular, standard, consumer-type stereo audio equipment that you might find in anyone's home. Our transmitter for our FM station here in Eager is a 25 milliwatt Ramsey professional FM stereo transmitter, which, don't be fooled by that word professional. It is not professional by any stretch of the imagination, but it is close as we can get with the budget that we have, and it keeps us within the FCC Part 15 regulations and makes our transmission here in Eager Springerville area 100% legal and lawful, and keeps us out of trouble. If I were not who I am, I would be broadcasting at 90 watts, FM power out here without even batting an eyelid. But since I am who I am, and I'm always the target of every socialist in America, I try to antagonize them as much as I can with the truth and as little as I can with technicalities and legalities. And hopefully I'll be able to stay out of their prison camp, you know, as long as possible, knowing full well that ultimately they're either going to put me away forever or kill me. It's as simple as that. Anyone throughout the history of the world who's ever dared to stand up and tell the truth has been the target of all the slings and arrows of all of those who are attempting to perpetrate the lies and deceptions and manipulations and control as many people as they possibly can. And of course, you all know that I'm against that. Okay, today we'll be taking your calls. I'm going to be reading you some letters and some newspaper articles and a bunch of things, and just generally talking today. I'm not going to rerun the financial broadcast that we attempted to rerun tomorrow. You all heard the first part. I will, at some point next week, do a rebroadcast during one of the hours of one of the of our broadcasts next week of Stephen Jacobson's Wake Up America. I will be doing that. I promised you, and I will do it. I'm going to run that at least once every month from now on out. There are just too many people who absolutely do not understand money, economics, or the way that that things are in the versus the way that things should be. And because of that, they have a tremendous... and perpetual problem with all of these things. So I promised you that we will be doing that, and of course we will. Good evening. You're on the air. Hello. Well, goodbye. Listen, folks, I'm hanging my neck out here, and if all it takes for you is to make a little phone call, don't chicken out on me, okay? You can chicken out on anybody else you want to. But if you're going to call this broadcast, have the guts to be there when I push that button, okay? Because that's just sickening to me. I cannot stand cowards. I don't care what it is you're afraid of. I cannot stand it. You know, if you've got the guts to dial the numbers, have the guts to be there when I pick up the phone. Don't go away. We'll be taking your calls, reading, giving out some information, talking about some things, reading some newspaper articles and some letters. And should be an interesting 2 hours. Speaking of cowards, ladies and gentlemen, in a recent study that we took, about 50% of the population are abject cowards. Another 40% are afraid. Out of the 10% that are left that have any guts whatsoever, 8% of them don't know what's going on. And the 2% that do know what's going on, 1% of those don't know what to do. So that leaves 1% of us who know and aren't afraid and are doing something. And the real purpose of this broadcast is to wake people up, give them the knowledge that they need to be able to do something and deal with their fears. And hopefully we can expand that 1% to 10%. There's not too much hope of going over that, but when you figure out 10% of 260 million people, by golly, that's an awful lot of, that's a lot of people. And that many people is all it takes, because the people that are cowards never do anything anyway. They don't even go and vote. And the people who are not cowards but are afraid, some of them will get over their fears, and so on and so forth. But anyway, that's just about where it lies. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yeah, Bill.
Yes.
This is Harvey Connell, Ohio, 88.5.
Hi, Harvey.
Broadcasting, and you're broadcasting every day, and I want to thank you, friend. I know I think I can call you a friend, for not being a coward, for being there and telling it like it is and having the balls to say it as it is. And I just want you to know that I really appreciate that.
Well, thank you. I appreciate your appreciating it.
Anyway, Bill, I wanted to mention that I know you've got a list that you've compiled of different manufacturers that make these FM transmitters and this, that, and the other. I also have a tremendous list. What I ought to do is get your address and send it to you so you might add to it. It's got a, I've got a 32-watt amplifier that I've got personally, and it's totally built, ready to go. And it's the same manufacturer also built a 7-watt amplifier.
Uh-huh.
And then I've got another place that builds a 2-watt amplifier, and it's only $66. I won't mention any names because I know you don't like to mention any names. But
no, if you'll, what we like to do is for you to send us the information. We'll investigate and find out if their equipment is any good or not.
Well, I was on another show, and I got a lot of response, and I thought, you ought to have this too. You know what I'm saying? It's nothing that I send it out totally for free.
Yeah, well, let me tell you what we do. We want all that information, as much as we can get.
Sure.
We investigate, find out which equipment is really good equipment, which is marginal, and which we couldn't recommend in a million years.
Right.
And then we make that information available to people who are inquiring about setting up their own affiliate station, or a station, whether they want to be an affiliate with us or not. We don't care, as long as they're exercising their right of free speech. And that's how we like to do it. We also want to know, and I'm going to give the address out in just a couple of minutes. We also want to know, for all of those who have the courage to tell us who you are, if you're broadcasting any of the programming from this network, whether it's mine or Jackie Petrus or Chris Gerner or Michael Cottingham or some of the other programming that we're going to have coming on with us. We want to know who you are, what you call yourself, what your frequency is, and the area that your frequency, that your broadcast covers. Because we have an awful lot of people who don't have a shortwave radio for some reason and won't buy one, and don't have a satellite receiving system and won't buy one of those. And they want to know how they can hear this broadcast and others in their local area, if there is a broadcaster in their local area, and we like to be able to give that to them. So all of you who are rebroadcasting any of the network programming of the Worldwide Freedom Radio Network, please send us a little card and tell us where you're at, what frequency you're broadcasting on, where your transmitter is located, and what the range is, so that we can let people know where they can listen to the Worldwide Freedom Radio Network programming. If you don't feel comfortable with any of that information, just send us what you feel comfortable with. We're not trying to
pinpoint you.
Pinpoint anybody or make anybody feel uncomfortable or get you in trouble or anything else. We just want to be able to let people know where they can hear these broadcasts. And if all you want to do is give us the frequency and tell us what state it's in, that's fine too. That's okay with me, but we'd like to have as much as possible. We're not making up a list for the FCC or the Communist Federal Bureaus or any of those things. We're just trying to help people, that's all.
Well, I'll tell you, as long as, like I say, if you get on a clear frequency and you're not doing any advertising except what the person does, it's you're rebroadcasting, and you just use some common sense and you're not really taking anything away from anybody as far as financial gains are concerned. You know what I'm saying? Businesses and other radio stations. I've not had any trouble. I did have a disc jockey call me up and give me some hassle, but I just told him to go jump in the lake.
Yeah.
I got a lawyer's name listed on there too that is quite familiar with this micro broadcasting, the rules and regulations about it, and so that might be helpful to anybody that's afraid that would like to get a copy of all the rules and regulations about the broadcasting.
Sure.
If they want to go over the PAR 15, which PAR 15 is so, I mean, this is my opinion, Bill, you understand, and I think you'll let me say it, won't you?
Well, certainly. We don't suppress anybody.
My opinion on this PAR 15, really, it's if you're just going to be a PAR 15, you're going to go by the PAR 15 rules and regulations. I almost feel like you're almost wasting your time, because if you stick to that, you'll get out. You'll be lucky if you get out a half a mile.
No, that's not true. I'm broadcasting with.
I did it with PAR 15.
Well, hold on.
That's all the PAR I was able.
Hold on. This is my show.
Okay.
When it's my turn to
I could say.
When it's my turn to talk, you got to let me talk, okay?
Yeah.
If you want to take over the show, then you got to do it on your own broadcasting station, not on mine.
Well, you said I was allowed to. You said go ahead and say what you wanted.
You did, but you can't monopolize the conversation.
Oh.
You can't do that on my show. You can't do it on anybody else's show unless you've got somebody on that show that's, you know, doesn't care about getting their own opinion.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm not sorry. I just go ahead.
Shut up! Can you do that?
Yes.
Thank you. It's not true what you said. I have a 25 milliwatt transmitter, which is the lowest I've ever heard of. There may be ones lower than that, but I haven't seen them. And I am broadcasting to 7,000 people in the Round Valley of East Central Arizona, and you can hear this broadcast as far as 12 miles away with low power FM. So it's not the power, it's where you're at, how well your antenna is placed, and how high above in elevation around the surrounding countryside your antenna is. So it's not a correct statement to say that you're only going to get out a half a mile, because it's just not true. I was amazed. And if I had a 100 milliwatt transmitter, which is what the FM25 and most of the low power FM transmitters were,
okay.
They'd be listening to me over in St. John's probably.
That's what I was broadcasting with, was 100 milliwatts. But I'm still I'm still only around a watt.
Uh-huh.
And I get out about 5 miles.
Yeah, but you must be about the same elevation as your listening audience.
Well, yeah, I am.
That's why.
So just a tiny bit higher, maybe.
Uh-huh.
90% of them at least.
Yeah. Well, see, I'm way up on a little mountain, and
that would help.
I can see for 40 miles in every direction.
Oh, well, there you go.
So, anyone else who's in the same situation as I am, you don't need a whole bunch of power. An FM25, which is 100 milliwatts, would actually be too much power for me, to tell you the truth.
Well, I just put my 2 cents worth in there. I didn't mean to offend you in any way.
No, you didn't offend me. You just wouldn't allow input to the conversation, and that's not good.
Well, Bill, I want to tell you that I appreciate your stand on the Constitution and your straightforwardness. And even if you yell at me and everything else, it's still straightforward.
Oh, I quit worrying about people's feelings a long, long time ago. I just have. I don't have any patience anymore. You'll have to forgive me for that. I've been fighting this battle for too long. I have discovered that making people feel good all the time and telling them how great they are and giving in to their, you know, not wanting to hurt their feelings is how we got here.
Well,
somebody should have been doing it a long time ago.
Well, that's right. That's the reason I'm even, you know, straightforward with you. I didn't really kiss any butt. I just... Well, anyway, Bill, thanks a lot. Keep up the work, and I'll get this out to you as soon as I hear your address again and jot it down, and I'll send this out to you.
Thank you. We'll appreciate the information, and thank you for calling.
Okay. Bye now.
520-333-4578 is the number. If you call, folks, and you're talking, and I want to put in my 2 cents, you know, you got to open up a little bit. Let me do that. I do that for you. The only time I'll dump somebody is if they're rude, if they're really rude, or they're stupid. You can't get through that. Or I've had some people call and say, this is the way it is. And I'll say, well, I don't agree with that. I think that this is the way it is, and here's why. And I'll give some facts and figures and documentation. And they'll say, no, this is the way it is. And you reach a point where you have to agree to disagree. And if you can't do that, I'm going to have to hang up on you because, you know, sometimes you cannot reach agreement on subjects. It doesn't mean you're wrong or I'm wrong. It just means that according to what we know or what we've learned, we don't agree on that subject. And that's, you know, nobody's ever going to agree 100% with me. And I've never found anybody in my life that I agree 100% with. Good evening, you're on the air.
Hi, Bill. This is Tom from California.
Hi, Tom.
Hey, Bill, did you, I was in a little channel surfing the other night, and I caught a show by the name of Behind Closed Doors. I was wondering if you happened to see it.
No.
Okay, well, they were going behind closed doors in the Pentagon, and they were having a conversation or an interview with John Shelley Casfeely. And I thought it quite interesting. The lady asked the question, why did you become a military officer? And he said, well, I really didn't even want to be in the military. He says, back in 1957, he said, I had just bought myself a brand new 1957 Chevy Impala, and all I wanted to do was drive my Impala, and I got drafted. And I thought that was peculiarly funny because the Impala didn't come out until 1962.
Yeah, well, maybe... Maybe he remembers it differently, or maybe he just remembers that Chevy, and it was, I don't know, I can't explain that.
To me, it kind of sounded more or less like a script that was written for him, the way he was reading it off.
Well, it could be.
A little peculiar. Bill, I had heard something about John Shelley Casfeely's father being a Nazi officer.
He was.
He was, okay. Not there is a verification of that. Is there any verification that John Shelley Casfeely himself was in the Nazi Youth Corps?
I don't know about that, but I do know his... Not only was his father a Nazi, he was an officer in the SS. You cannot be an officer in the SS unless you are not only a Nazi, but have gone through the initiation into the mysteries at a castle that Hitler had set up for that purpose in Germany, and had to be thoroughly indoctrinated and 100% obedient to the cause, And Shelley Casfeely says his father was not a Nazi and was drafted into the SS when they didn't have enough officers and all that. And that never happened. The SS was the elite, hardcore military support for Hitler and his doctrine and the mystery religion. And that just never happened. Shelley Casfeely, when he says that, is just flat lying. There's no other way to say it.
Well, I found it particularly interesting, the crack about the Impala, since if I had bought a brand new Chevy in 57, which would have been a Bel Air, I would have sure remembered what kind of car it was. It seems awful funny, Bill, that people just don't seem to get the clue. You got a Nazi running your military, you got a communist closing your military bases, and these people are still sitting back ignorant.
Yeah, well, you know, I don't tell you the truth. I really don't know when Impalas started coming out. So.
Well, I'm a Chevy buff, and they didn't come out until 62. That's why I found it very peculiar. Okay, Bill, have a good one.
Thank you. You know, I've got a newspaper article here from the New York Post, Saturday, August 10th, 1996. This is what it says, folks. Listen carefully, because according to this, you're a special group of people. It says, The study by the University of Pennsylvania's Annenberg School for Communication said talk radio listeners consume more news from all kinds of outlets except television and are more more knowledgeable than non-listeners. How do you like that? So there's a study from a liberal university that says that talk show radio listeners are more knowledgeable than other people. And that's generally true. And most of the talk shows on radio, by the way, are conservative, what you call conservative, are right-wing oriented. We all know, if you've been listening to this broadcast, that conservative is a misnomer, and right-wing also is a misnomer. We believe in a constitutional Republican form of government, which is sort of in the middle of the scale between the so-called left and right, all control being, or most control being on the left, and very little control being on the right. Completely on the right scale, all the way over at the end is anarchy, and all the way over on the end of the left end of the scale, of course, is communism, which is the complete ownership and control of everything and everyone by the state. And we're in the middle. We believe in constitutional Republican government, which is the most freedom that can be given to a people with responsibility for their actions, and a government that is limited and controlled and is Republican in nature, so that the mob can never take over like they want it to do now. Remember, V.I. Lenin, the founder of the Soviet Union, said that democracy is indispensable to socialism, and he was telling you the truth. Now, if that's the kind of government that you want to live under, during the Soviet era, ladies and gentlemen, according to the Houston Chronicle, Sunday, December 10th, 1995, over 200,000 clerics. Now, if you don't know what a cleric is, it's a minister, a preacher, a priest, someone who leads a religious congregation. During the Soviet era, according to the Houston Chronicle, Sunday, December 10th, 1995, over 200,000 clerics were killed by the government. That's what socialists do. Socialists don't believe in God. They don't want churches. They don't want religions. If you don't believe me, look what happened in Waco, Texas, in the United States of America, where nobody ever believed any such thing could ever happen or even be thought of. Good evening, you're on the air.
I'm trying to listen to you on the radio, shortwave.
Yes.
Please let me let you listen to my radio and tell me what is wrong. I cannot hear you. Can you tell me what's wrong? Did you hear that noise?
Sounds like jamming to me.
Well, it's terrible.
Yep.
I can't hear a word you're saying over the air.
Well, let me tell you how to deal with that. All of you people who have ham radios and have radio direction finders, whenever this jamming takes place, you send me a letter on the day that the broadcast happened and give me a radio direction bearing on a map from your location, and we will triangulate all of those bearings here, and we'll put a stop to it.
I'm listening to you on 9955, and that's what I'm hearing.
Yes, you're hearing jamming, intentional jamming. That is happening.
Well, now, the last few days, I've heard you perfectly. Except for the last part of, you know, the second hour. I can't get all of it.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what's happening. But anyway, we did this once before. Several years ago, they were jamming us all over the country. And we had all the amateur radio and ham radio people who have radio direction finders send us a map with their location and a radio direction finding bearing from their location. And then we spread out huge maps here, and then we triangulate those. We take and extend all of those bearings out, and we find the exact source of the signal, and then we stop them dead in their tracks.
I'm southeastern North Carolina, practically on the South Carolina line.
Well, that doesn't help us, okay? So we'll try to do that and get everybody who has a ham radio with a radio direction finding equipment and give us a bearing from their location. Send us your location, pinpoint it on a map, and give us a radio direction bearing, and we'll handle the rest here, just like we did before. We know that it's happening all over the place.
Well, I hope you can get it cleared.
Well,
thanks.
We will if everybody will cooperate. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Yes, folks, and the last time, guess where it was coming from? The majority of the jamming of this, and it only was occurring with this broadcast, was coming from a Coast Guard communication station on the East Coast, and we put a stop to it. Good evening, you're on the air.
Good afternoon, it's Texas calling.
Oh, well, good afternoon, I'm sorry.
You're sorry it's Texas calling, huh?
No, I'm
not. Well, it's Saber.
Oh, hi, Saber, how are you?
Fine, doing good. I thought you might want to know about this. The other day on C-SPAN, they had closed hearings on Gulf War. Squash Willie has been found to be lying to the committee and was more or less reprimanded, and he volunteered to step down in September.
Good for him.
So we'll wait and see. But you know what?
They'll just find another socialist traitor in the military officer ranks and put him in there.
Right. Well, I'd like to see people get on the phone and call and say, hey, why wait till September?
Well,
you know,
why do it at all when you know they're going to replace him with another obedient socialist lackey who's willing to turn a traitor to his oath,
right,
and obey his communist masters and destroy this country?
Yeah. Got any ideas about who's going to replace him?
No, I don't. But I know it'll be another one just like him, or he won't get that position.
Yeah. Well, I didn't know if you knew about it. I thought I'd call and let you know.
Well, thank you.
God bless.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Oh, Saber. Your last fax didn't come through.
Oh, okay. Try again.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.
520-333-4578 is the number, folks. Also, you notice that the BATF likes to label, and the FBI, and Clinton, and everybody else, likes to label those of us who believe in constitutional Republican government and the security of the creator-endowed rights that we're born with and the protection that the Constitution gives us and the limitation on government. They like to try to make us politically incorrect. They try to demonize us to those of you who may be sheeple who believe what they say and claim that we're racists and fundamentalists and domestic terrorists and all of these things that are not true. It just, you know, it doesn't, I'm not happy to see any of this stuff happen, but it just sort of is ironic that several black agents of the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms were just granted $5.8 million in a lawsuit where they claimed that the BATF was a racist organization and infringed upon their rights. And, of course, we know the ATF is a racist organization. It was proven when they had their good old boys roundup. Blacks were not invited. They had, quote, nigger hunting licenses, end quote, passed out, and all of that kind of stuff. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yes. Hello, Bill. I was listening on 9955 just a few minutes ago, and that jammer went off just as soon as you mentioned it on the air. It's gone now.
Sure. Well, they know that we can track them down, and they know that we did it before, and they know that if we catch them, they'll go to jail.
The frequency is quite completely clear now. You can hear it just perfectly.
Good, because they know I'm serious. I'll slam them behind bars so quick they won't even know what happened.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye.
520-333-4578. You see what happens, folks, when you're not afraid? I'm not afraid of anybody. I'm not afraid of dying. And all of you people who claim to be religious and believe in God, who are afraid to die, what's wrong with you? That's a contradiction in terms. If you believe in God and you've led a good life, why in the world would you be afraid to die? In fact, it should make you want to get out of this world a lot quicker. The only thing is you're forbidden to commit suicide. And you should stay here and do as much good as you possibly can before you leave. That's the way I look at it. But you can't be afraid to die if you believe in God. I mean, what is wrong with you? You should be standing up to do whatever is needed to be done, that is the right thing to do whenever it is needed. To hell with the consequences. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about what they can do to you, because it's inconsequential. It doesn't make any difference at all. The truth is, they can't do anything to you. Period. Welfare fingerprinting pilot program to begin. Well, according to this, it did begin in October of 1996. We know also that they're doing some pilot programs on implantation with microchips with some welfare recipients, telling them that their welfare checks will be streamlined. They won't have to go through most of the hassles that they normally have to go through, and that they will get some additional benefits if they subject themselves to be implanted with these microchips. And instead of carrying around a welfare card and all of that stuff, eventually there will be, in fact, the scanners are already in place at the supermarkets. And you can see them right there. They're on a little pole, and it's got a little hood over it, only they're not being used now. Eventually, welfare recipients will just go in there and flip their hand under that scanner. And it, don't get me wrong, it won't just be confined to welfare recipients eventually, but in the beginning, that's how they're starting to do this stuff. And they got a fingerprinting program underway and all of that kind of stuff. So, oh, forgot to tell you, the source. They always do that. Houston Chronicle, Monday, October 9th, 1995. Also, Russian police officers are getting trained in South Carolina. This comes from the state newspaper, January 28th, 1997. Grenville, 10 years ago, the thought would have been preposterous, training Russian police officers in South Carolina, but it will happen this summer. Here's, oh boy, almost forgot something. I gotta do this, folks. Be back in a moment. Don't go away. Ladies and gentlemen, the hour of the time is brought to you by Swiss America Trading. They specialize in real money, the kind that I was talking about yesterday and Tuesday, and that you're going to hear about next week, because during one of the broadcast hours next week, we're going to rerun Wake Up America by Stephen Jacobson. That's the only part of the broadcast that you didn't hear in its entirety, I believe, except for maybe here on a local level. So, we will be doing that next week, and you will eventually understand that you've got to have at least a part of your assets in gold and silver coin. Now, you can have it in bullion if you want to, but if things fall apart and you bring me bullion, I'm going to wonder if there isn't some lead in there covered with a thin layer of gold or silver. And of course, you're not going to want me to cut it open to find out. But if you bring me a coin of the realm that I recognize, that's pretty hard to counterfeit those accurately, and most people will recognize their value and take them in a second. So we recommend gold or silver coin, and we recommend that you get it from Swiss American Trading, simply because they have backed this broadcast since its inception, or shortly after its inception, and have never wavered in their loyalty or in their responsibility. They guarantee what they do. They have a buyback program, which nobody else has. They've been around like forever, and all of these other coin dealers come and go. There's one notorious coin dealer that's on shortwave and all over the place right now that's as much as 8 months behind in the delivery of coins that he was paid for 8 months ago. On an average, it's 3 to 4 months. So when that happens, you know that they're pyramiding their sales. They have to get new sales in order to buy the coins to send to the people who purchased coins a long time ago. Swiss American Trading doesn't do that. I mean, you'll get them right away. Instantly, in fact, or as close to instantly as you can through the United States Mail or the UPS delivery service, which is the way most of them are shipped because of the good record of delivery and their reputation on paying on insurance claims if something doesn't reach its destination. So call our sponsor, Swiss American Trading, at 1-800-289-2646. Ask them for a current copy of the newsletter. Ask them how you can get your hands on some real money. And folks, do it right now. It's important that you take care of business. Look around at your loved ones who may be sitting there listening to this broadcast with you. If you can't assure them that you have at least a portion of your assets in gold and silver coin, which is the only thing, folks, that has never lost its value over millennia. And whenever economies or countries or currencies fail, they always keep their buying power. It has saved many lives during many disastrous situations throughout the history of the human race, and it can save yours as well. So please call Swiss American Trading at 1-800-289-2646. Tell them that you're a steady listener to the Hour of the Time, and please take care of business. I don't want to see anything bad happen to any of you. 1-800-289-2646. And besides the guarantees that Swiss American Trading has, and besides the buyback policy, I also guarantee what they do. You'll never hear another radio host in America say that about their sponsor. You can say it here, you can hear it here, and you will always hear it here, because I don't attach my name to anything that I can't personally back with my name and my personal honor. So there you have it, 1-800-289-2646. Everything is recorded, every conversation, so that they can never tell you or tell anybody that they said something that they didn't say, or that they promised you something that they didn't promise you. And you can never say that you heard something that wasn't said, or that you made an agreement that really wasn't made. It's all recorded. It's all on record. And anytime there's a dispute, we just get out those recordings and sit down and listen to them. By golly, and if Swiss American Trading's wrong, I tell them. And they have no choice. I tell them, you make it right now, instantly. And they have never failed to do that. No matter what the discrepancy has been, it's always up to me to make the decision, and I always make the decision that is right, based upon the tapes and based upon what I know is fair. So, folks, there you have it. You can't go wrong dealing with Swiss American Trading. You can go wrong dealing with anybody else, and many people have. 1-800-289-2646. 1-800-BUY-COIN. Do it now. The number is 520-333-4578, folks, if you'd like to call in and talk about something, anything that may be on your mind. Now, a few broadcasts back, I gave you a couple of books that you need to read, and you really do need to read these books, folks, so write these addresses and prices down so that you can do it. First one is Perestroika Deception. Perestroika Deception by Anatoly Golitsyn. It's $14.98.
Hello, Bill.
Add $4.95 to that. It's Perestroika Deception. $14.98. Add $4.95 to that for shipping and handling. And send it off to Barnes & Noble. B-A-R-N-E-S and Noble, N-O-B-L-E, 1 Pond Road, that's 1 Pond Road, Rockley, R-O-C-K-L-E-I-G-H, New Jersey, 07647. So it's Perestroika Deception by Anatoly Golitsyn. $14.98 plus $4.95 shipping and handling. Barnes & Noble, 1 Pond Road, Rockley, R-O-C-K-L-E-I-G-H, New Jersey, 07647. Or you can call if you have a credit card and you want to use it. I prefer that you tear them up and throw them away because that's how you create phony money in this country. And that means inflation if the IRS isn't able to scoop enough off the top at the end of the year. So, their number is 1-800-843-2665. 1-800-843-2665. Once again, 1-800-843-2665. The other book is New Lies for Old. New Lies for Old, also by Anatoly Golitsyn. It's $17.45 postpaid. At $17.45 postpaid. They also have a number, 1-800-728-2288. That's 1-800-728-2288. One more time, 1-800-728-2288. Or you can just send your $17.45, specifying that you want New Lies for Old by Anatoly Golitsyn, to Sound View. That's two words. Sound View. P.O. Box 467939, Atlanta, Georgia. 31146. That's Sound View. P.O. Box 467939, Atlanta, Georgia, 31146. And I think we've got somebody on the phone here. Good evening, you're on the air.
Yeah, Bill?
Yes.
This is John from PA.
Yes, John.
I'm an old listener of yours, and I'm glad to see you back on again. I had a question about the gas filters that were used over in Desert Storm. Apparently, they were marked with a C. Now, according to what my research says, C is just for agents. It's not for biological or chemical.
No, nobody has, as far as I know, a gas mask is for gas.
But the screw-on filters, they do have NBC filters.
They do have NBC filters that are for special NBC equipment use, not for regular gas mask use. Under normal circumstances. Now, if you know that you're going into an area where you might encounter nuclear, biological, or chemical warfare, then you're issued special gas masks and special filters for those gas masks. But that doesn't mean they're going to 100% protect you from these things. They're only good for a certain period of time within certain levels of contamination.
Well, they were exposed to biological there, right?
Nobody knows. There's conjecture. There's been a lot of opinions stated, but I haven't seen anything that proves that they have or haven't been exposed to biologicals.
Okay. Well, the C filters are just for agents?
I don't know if that's correct or not. Where did you get that information that it's just for agents?
I get that American Survival Guide magazine, and a guy wrote an article in there in the mail call.
Uh-huh.
And he says ABC is the best. That's for biological, chemical, and agents. AC is a marking that you'll find on some, and CB is also, but usually you'll just find C, and C is probably the finest or the most commonly used, but it's not for nuclear or biological.
Yeah, I used to know all of that stuff years ago, and I did some research on it when we were equipping the militia around in this area. But to tell you the truth, I really don't remember off the top of my head and can't comment.
Yeah, maybe those poor guys weren't equipped for what was there.
You see, we don't deal in conjecture on this broadcast. Maybe they were, maybe they weren't. But until somebody gives us some facts,
right,
we don't deal in that kind of speculation.
Yeah. I was just curious because I wanted to get filters that would suit me best, you know, for protection. And then I saw this article. And I thought, well, maybe the C's aren't the best thing to get, but...
Well, I wouldn't necessarily believe it just because somebody wrote it in an article in American Survival magazine. I would go into several different sources before I would believe something that I'm going to stake my life on.
Right.
That's the way I do it.
Okay, well, hopefully maybe somebody will call in and be able to give us some information.
Well, listen to me very carefully. Even if they do, you can't believe it. You're going to stake your life on this, aren't you?
Well, I hope not, but that is the...
But if you have to use it, you will be staking your life on it, won't you?
Right.
Then why would you believe somebody calling in on my show? You're talking about your life.
Yeah.
Don't you understand this, how we got in this situation, believing what other people said, believing and trusting and going along and thinking everything is all right? It's not all right. And they're lying most of the time. Stop believing. Go out and do the research yourself. You can do it.
Okay, I'll do that.
Okay, great.
All right.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you, Bill. Bye.
Gee, folks. You know, been going at this almost 5 years, and it's just, you know, is anybody listening? Hello? This is the age of deception. The age of deception. You can't believe anymore, whether it's written in a newspaper, a book, or somebody says it, or I say it, or your mother tells you. You've got to learn to check everything. And if you're going to stake your life on something, oh, come on. Good evening. You're on the air.
Oh, hi. Harvest Trust?
This is the hour of the time. You're on the air. Hello?
Hello, is this Harvest Trust?
This is the hour of the time. You are on a live radio broadcast.
I don't want to be on a live broadcast. Is this
then call back when we're not broadcasting. 520-333-4578. Gee, folks. Amazing. Here's a letter. Dear Mr. Cooper, already I am missing the hour of the time, and days are not the same when they are 23 hours long instead of 4. Gee, I don't really understand that. Behold a Pale Horse on page 168 has the MK Naomi Project and HB15090 with the $10 million allocated for a 5-year development of an immune-disabling drug. Dr. Leonard Horowitz, in his new book, Emerging Viruses, AIDS, and Ebola, confirmed what you wrote those years ago about AIDS, genocide, and considered this quite a discovery. Just before he said this in an interview with Dr. Gary Knoll of New York, I remembered what I'd read in your book. He confirmed your research again and again, apparently not aware of what you've done. Henry Kissinger hovers large in the importation of this terror to Africa. Quote, after the war in Vietnam, Central Africa was one of the strongholds of anti-communism, end quote. Isn't that sad? Now look at South Africa and how the West has sold to the Reds. August 29, 1996, letter section of the Christian Science Monitor has the title, quote, The Myth of a Global Conspiracy, end quote, written as a response to an 15 August epistle entitled The U.S., UN, and a New World Order from James Gustav Speth, Administrator, United Nations Development Program, debunking such talk. But what is the monitor doing backing the United Nations? Probably proving that the conspiracy is indeed true. Of course it's true. We've documented it. Anyone who says that there is not a global conspiracy to bring about a united a world government under the United Nations, a socialist world government under the United Nations, isn't playing with a full deck of cards, and is lying. One of the two. Either they're believing the lies, or they're the ones doing the lying. Because anyone who gets off their lazy butt and does the research finds that the proof is everywhere. It's not hidden at all. It's all out in the open. Has been for many, many years. And if you have doubts about that, I urge you to order the treason documents that we have available that proves, beyond any shadow of a doubt, what's really going on. It's all government documents that you can go to any federal depository library and come up with the exact same matching document that we send to you so that you know we're not lying and that we didn't make any of this stuff up. He says, I eagerly await hearing you again. If Jonah's crusade was able to save the Ninevites for two generations, maybe the United States can remain free long enough to dim or defer this mystery Babylon and retaliate with the truth. I made a recording of words and music that came to mind when I thought of the show. It's the least I could do in return for how you've awakened me. You may have on mountain boots, but William Cooper still has not taken off his rock and roll shoes. Sincerely, Terry. Well, thank you, Terry. Really appreciate that. Good evening. You're on the air. Hello. Well, we didn't have the courage to stay on the phone. 520-333-4578 is the number. Gee, we've got a whole bunch of other things here to go through. And what time is it? Uh-oh. It's that time, folks. So we'll do the It's That Time stuff. This is the Voice of Freedom. listening to the Worldwide Freedom Radio Network, with studios in Eager, Arizona, broadcasting on satellite GE1, transponder 7, 7.56 audio, and over 700 FM stations across the nation and around the world. The Hour of the Time is also carried on WRMI, Worldwide Shortwave Radio, 99.55 kilohertz, Monday through Friday, 5 until 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
This is my daddy's station. I'm Pooh, classic radio like you always wished it could be. 101.1 FM, Eager.
You're listening to the Hour of the Time. I'm William Cooper. Welcome back, folks. You know, a lot of people want to know where the opening music for my broadcast comes from. And years ago, about 4 years and 3 or 4 months ago, a black group in Los Angeles was listening to my broadcast. And they've been listeners ever since. They are called the Brothers and Sisters of Rebellion. They made these soundtracks for this broadcast and sent them to me and said that I could use them in any way that I wish that would further the cause of freedom of all people, of all religions and races in this country, and of course anywhere in the world, because that's really what we're all about. And I thanked them profusely because I needed something original, and they provided it. And you'll hear some of their other music at some other times on this broadcast. That is, if you, like them, become steady listeners. And, you know, with their help, and with help of some other black artists in Los Angeles, we have actually been able to get some of the gang members off the streets and into centers where they can study history and learn how they're being manipulated and lied to, and they're becoming good American citizens now. And so that's just, you know, one of the projects that I'm involved in. You have no idea what all I'm involved in and the different groups of people that I'm involved with in trying to restore constitutional Republican government to this country. But stick around. Maybe you'll get the gist of it one of these days. Thank you. You know, I let that go by earlier. You see, I'm a Chevy buff, too, but I really like the 1958 Chevy, and that's what I have. I have a 1958 Chevy. I never was enamored with the Impalas, although it's a beautiful car, or the 57s. The 58 Chevy, to me, is just right where it's at. I love it. I have one. We call it our time machine. And every once in a while, we'll crawl into that 58 Chevy and put on some old-time rock and roll, and we'll go to the Sonic Drive-In and have a burger. And it's a lot of fun. And that's all we do. That's it. Sometimes I'll take Poo to the park in it. And it's a lot of fun. I also like the big boats, the battleships, like the 1957 Chrysler Imperial Crown Coupe. Love those things. Beautiful. Battleships. I mean, you could put 16-inch gun turrets on the hood. But they were made for highway cruising for long distances at high speeds when that's what you did in America. It's a part of the past. And you're never going to find those things being built again, but the ones we have, we should preserve and take care of because they're, in my estimation, valuable parts of our history. Plus, they have real personalities and character, you know. Here's a, the number is 520-333-4578 for those of you who may have just tuned in or never had the number to begin with. Listen to this. This is from the AP Wire from Worcester, Massachusetts, from also from the newspaper, the Telegram and Gazette for Wednesday, July 10th, 1996. Listen carefully to this, folks. It made me angry. Reisterstown, Maryland. A father who ignored a squad car's flashing lights as he rushed his sick baby to a doctor's office was arrested for speeding and eluding police. David Lemon, a 40-year-old firefighter, said his daughter's temperature Monday morning had climbed to 104.7 degrees overnight. Quote, she was vomiting and choking on it, and all I was thinking was that I had to get her to a doctor, end quote, he said. A Baltimore County police officer clocked Lemon, get this, whoa, big bad police officer, a Baltimore County police officer clocked Lemon driving 50 miles an hour. Police spokesman Bill Toohey said, Lemon ran a stop sign, then refused to show his license and registration outside the doctor's office, taking his daughter inside, police said. Lemon said he was escorted from the doctor's office to the parking lot, where he gave the officer his license and registration. He then returned to the doctor's office to comfort his daughter, at which time he was arrested. Now, can you imagine that? You know, that's the kind of thing that's happening in America. Do you know what 104 temperature can do to a child's brain? Do you have any idea? He was right in what he did, in my estimation. And there would be some who would say that the police officers are right in what they did, but I don't believe so. You see, I believe that when life is at stake, speeding laws and stop signs and things like that don't matter anymore. You've got to take care of saving the life of someone. That's why ambulances don't have to stop at stoplights and traffic lights and don't have to obey speed limits. The only thing is, if you're not an ambulance driver, you get in trouble like that father did. Now, if it wasn't an emergency, then he should have got a ticket. Hello, you're on the air.
Yes, good evening, Bill. Mike from Rochester, New York.
Hi, Mike. How are you?
Pretty good. How are you doing tonight?
Good. Can you talk a little louder, Mike?
Yeah. How's this? Any better?
That's a little better, yeah.
Okay. Kind of got a lousy phone here. Yeah, Bill, I just wanted to call to check in, let you know I'm out here listening. And a little bit of merriment and surprise there, with some of the callers, not being picky, but it seems like they listen to what you say, they respond, and then they kind of go off on a different track, like, they didn't hear what you said.
Well, it's like it goes in one ear and out the other.
It's pretty amazing, I'll tell you. Again, I listen closely, and I try to do as much research as possible. time is a limitation with work and bills and everything else, but I try to keep up as much as I can. And I just want to know, you kind of mentioned you have a lot of contacts, like in the music business and the military. I was curious, how did you and Gary from Friday Night Live ever get hooked up together?
Well, that's a long story. Well, I guess it's not very long at all. Originally, when I wanted to do a radio broadcast, because I just wasn't hearing the truth on radio, and what really made me really want to do it badly was when I heard people on the Chuck Harder show saying things about me that just flat wasn't true. For instance, Stanton Friedman was on there telling the world that I'm an anti-Semitic, right-wing, violent person who spends all his time talking about the protocols of the wise men of Zion, and all of these lies that these people just flows out of their mouth like vomit out of a horror movie. And so I had to do something. I called Chuck Harder and I said, Chuck, you know what? I've been listening to what some of these people have been saying about me, and it's just not true. Would you just give me 5 or 10 minutes as a guest on your show to sort of, you know, set the record straight? He said, we don't want your kind on my show. I said, what are you talking about? What kind is that? Well, your kind. I said, Chuck, you don't even know me. Do you know me? He said, no. I said, have you ever come to hear one of my lectures? He said, no. I said, have you read my book? He said, no. So when we got through with the phone conversation, I autographed a copy of my book. I sent it to him, thinking, well, he'll read this book, and then he'll understand, you know, what's going on. And he sent me a fax, and I can't repeat what he said on the fax over the phone because it is really vulgar. So I determined at that point that I was going to have my own radio broadcast. And I don't really remember how I found this guy, but somebody told me to call Scott Becker up in Kansas, which I did, and Scott had a satellite network going. And Scott was a very likable guy, and he had a personality that you know, just liked an awful lot. He also had another side to him that came out later, because would get in these moods, and then it was impossible to deal with him sometimes. But I liked Scott a lot. Scott's the kind of friend, the kind of person that if I wasn't engaged in business with him, I would want to have around just to have a good time with once in a while. So, but anyway, I got on his network, and I was on his network broadcasting, I think, 3 nights a week. And then somebody called in or wrote me a letter and told me about this other satellite network. And I was having problems with Becker, so I went to the other satellite network, which turned out to be a screaming bunch of socialists that I eventually had to bail out of there, too, and ended up with Gary Bourgeois and Mark Emanuel, who over the years have just become real good friends. And I think it was Gary's interest in my broadcast, because he, from what I understand, he has been listening from my very first broadcast and has taped every one of them, and has maybe I shouldn't even say that. Somebody might go up there and want to destroy all those tapes. But anyway, Gary and I have become good friends, and he's a great fan of the broadcast, and he is also a wealth of technical information. And of course, he has his own broadcast on this network on Friday nights, and I know
that. Listen to.
Yeah. What do you think?
That was perfect meshing. I'm glad you two guys got together. And one other question, so I don't dominate. Any more information coming out on those FM transmitters? Or is it too early to say anything on that yet?
No, I have the information. I'll be talking about that probably on Monday.
Great.
Either Monday or...
you have a good weekend?
Either Monday or Tuesday. Let me say Tuesday, probably, because I have plans for a broadcast on Monday, which is going to be a killer.
I'll be listening.
Okay.
Have a good night.
You too. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, Gary is quite a friend, and he's a wealth of knowledge and information. He is the technical advisor for the Worldwide Freedom Radio Network. He has a live broadcast every Friday from 6 until 8 Pacific, and 9 to 11 Eastern, and you've got to calculate your own in between. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hello. Bill Cooper?
Yes.
Nice to hear your voice again. I'm trying to pick you up from shortwave in Florida. It's kind of hard. You just got jammed about 10 minutes ago.
Well, we're getting the ham radio enthusiasts and the amateur radio people to use their radio direction finders. We're going to pinpoint these sources of jamming, and we're going to put them in jail.
Well, this time they came on about 15 minutes later than usual, and with their traditional martial music.
Yeah.
I have a question. I know this is, I couldn't even hear you well enough to pick up your topic. I just couldn't tell you were picking up phone calls. I'm curious. Are you familiar with the corporation or the group called PsyTech?
I've heard of PsyTech.
Okay, well, they're a supposedly psychic, I think it's distant viewing.
Oh, remote viewing, yes. Now I know exactly who you're talking about.
Yes, okay.
Yeah.
They were on the air last night, actually earlier in the morning, Eastern time.
On Art Bell show?
All right.
Is that Art Bell?
Yes.
That's what I thought.
Yeah,
if you want to hear all the crazy, wacko, loony, woo-woo, lies, disinformation, insanity, mental retardation, stuff, then tune in to Art Bell.
You've confirmed my suspicions, but I just was wondering about, you know, what your take on it was. He's currently saying that we're going to have he is a guest he had on from PsyTech, was giving specific dates and predictions of worldwide famine in about 18 months. And I was just wondering if that tied in with anything else that I've been picking up and wondering if there's any validity to it.
No, none at all.
Well, I'll get off the air then and let the other callers in. Thank
none
you.
At all. Total woo-woo, Looney Tunes. Art B.S. Bell stuff. That's what it is. If you want to listen to it, you understand that it's entertainment and you get a big kick out of it, then I encourage you to do it because it'll give you one big wallop of a laugh.
Well,
but if you start believing that stuff and you start falling into it, you're going to go off the deep end and end up in a mental institution. Maybe that's what Art Bell is all about.
Well, it's since September, we haven't been able to pick you up on the East Coast, or at least down here in Florida.
Don't say East Coast because they have good reception all over the East Coast.
Yeah.
In fact, that's where the best reception is. In Florida, you're close to the station.
Right.
When you're close to a shortwave station, sometimes the signal will jump right over you.
Yeah, especially in that 10 megahertz range.
Yeah, and it's a normal thing. It's not unusual. It's not jamming. It's not solar sunspots. It's just a normal peculiarity of shortwave.
Right. I understand that.
Okay.
Getting more involved in shortwave as time goes by. I am interested. I did hear up in the beginning of your show, I could pick up enough to where you are definitely still working in the rebroadcast direction.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, I'll get with you later off the air. I want to be able to go ahead and invest in the satellite equipment to start that here.
Great.
It's badly needed down here in Florida.
It's badly needed everywhere. The American people are subject to the propaganda broadcasts of the communist news networks unless we give them an alternative medium from which they can get the truth. And as long as we document it and source it and they're able to go out and find out that we're telling them the truth, we can shut the whole country off from the lies once this process begins to happen. But that, you know, it takes the people out there to do it.
I totally concur. I don't like the fear-mongering that's going on and people making money off of this, but we definitely need to be motivated. You are still optimistic that we're going to be able to turn this around, possibly even short of warfare?
Yes. If I wasn't, I wouldn't be doing this. I would take my family and get to the best and safest place that I could take them, and I would try to give them as enjoyable a life as I could, while I could, and then get ready to go down fighting. But I think that, in fact, I absolutely know without any doubt that if we can wake up enough people, we can turn it around through the political process, which will be extremely hard. I'm inclined to think, that it's going, in fact, I really sincerely believe that it's going to deteriorate to the point of armed conflict. But from that armed conflict, I believe there will be a restoration of Republican constitutional government, and we will be able to ultimately regain our freedom and reestablish freedom for not only the people in this country, but anybody who wants it.
As motivated as I am now, it's good to hear you say this, because I agree there will be peripheral armed contact, hopefully nothing substantial, but it's probably what it's going to take, I'm sorry to say this, to wake up 90% of America.
Yes, unfortunately, that's the conclusion that I've reached.
I'm glad to have touched base with you. I'll get back in touch with you some more. I've got some other stuff I want to work out with you. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Thank you for calling. 520-333-4578 is the number. Here's another letter. Dear Mr. Cooper, I've been listening to your program for the past year or so on satellite and have been a subscriber to Veritas for slightly less time than that. In the past, I have disseminated information from your program via audio tape, but I am intrigued with the prospect of low-power FM broadcasting and possibly becoming an affiliate of your network. I do miss a broadcast from time to time, so you may have announced this, and I missed it, but I checked with a local pharmacist about the chemical PETN, which is used as an accelerant in explosive devices, I believe. Well, you're correct, it is. The propagandists have never mentioned, to my knowledge, that it is also widely used in heart medications such as glycerin. A small amount of this was found in the fabric of a seat from the section of the plane where they suspected a bomb might have been placed. Keep up the great work, and may God bless you and yours. Sincerely, Wayne. Thank you for the letter, Wayne. You're right. You're absolutely right. And they found such a small amount on the seat that, and none anywhere else, so that it could not possibly have been a bomb. The only place where they found that a bomb absolutely did go off, or at least an explosion did without any doubt occur, was outside of the aircraft, below the wing. And not too far out from the center section of the fuselage. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hello, Bill.
Yes.
This is your old friend from New Hampshire, Paul.
Hi, Paul. How are you?
I'm doing great. And I have a couple of things I'd like to mention.
Uh-huh.
One you're not going to like, but only because I know the way your nature is. But I would like to say to your people that if people don't start helping out, if you're going to do nothing, at least financially help these people. It is. Now I'm getting ready to start broadcasting for you, and I know how much it costs to do this. Now, I'm getting people in my town very scared because I'm saying that the broadcast that I have is going to be telling you the truth. They hear that, and all of a sudden...
That's all you have to do to scare them.
I have every Freemason in my town biting their nails, and they're being polite, trying to find out, well, what are you talking about, MK Ultra mind control? Governor's school, what are you talking about? You're saying that we're trying to do something to our young kids' brains? And I said, you know what? They just tested my son, or they wanted to. They didn't want to tell us what the test was or what was in it, only that it dealt with their personal feelings. People don't wake up and start participating in what's happening in this country. We're going to lose it, and it's going to be their fault. There's over 700 of these broadcasts, low-powered FM stations that are broadcasting your program that is telling the truth. And if people don't take $10, stuff it in an envelope, and mail it to Bill Cooper without... asking him.
Whoa.
I know it. See, this is where you're going to get upset. I think you should be feeding those who feed you. And well, I'm going to do it.
It's not the policy of this broadcast to ask for or solicit donations from anybody.
I know it. But it doesn't hurt to just throw it in an envelope and mail it. You have to find your own way of helping. And sitting and doing nothing does nothing. But if you can, even if it pays for the paper or the stamps for these people who are doing the footwork, look at the expense that, just for writing the Oklahoma City bombing book, the expenses, the stamps, the phone calls, the phone bills, the time. And then when they come out with this book, and you know, there's no great profit. All the labors that go in, you know what I'm talking about.
Well, right now, that book, we're over $30,000 in the hole.
There you go.
Which we may never recover.
That's what I'm saying. I know that Bill Cooper will never say, hey, send me money. I know you won't do that. That's why I just know you. You wouldn't do that.
Well, I don't want you to do it either. What I would rather do is have people take their money and put it in a satellite receiving system and a low-power transmitter and help us.
Well, stop being afraid to do this and get four or five people together to buy these things. If you can't afford to do it yourself, then do it.
That's right.
But don't stop being afraid. I'm confronting a police chief who wants to know what MK stands for, an MK Ultra Mind Control, and I didn't have that answer. That's what I'm really calling for. I had this on my mind, and I had to say those things. So if you're upset about that, then there's nothing I can say. I already said it. So I'm going to do it. And if other people don't want to do it, then I need to know what MK Ultra Mind Control stands for.
Paul, it's just a designation for a top secret project. It doesn't have to make sense, and most of them don't.
I mean, MK doesn't mean mind something.
No.
It's just a made-up thing.
It's just a made-up thing. And, in fact, the rule in determining code names for operations and projects that are classified is that the code name can't have anything to do whatsoever with the subject of the operation or the project or whatever it is that they're doing. That's for security reasons. If somebody happens to come along, the name of the project, which is classified itself, if it has something to do with the actual operation of the project, then a clandestine intelligence agent or organization would be able to determine a lot of information just from the name. So they don't make any sense. They're not supposed to.
And I suppose it's supposed to be very difficult for you to find any information on that, right?
Well, you can find quite a bit of information on MK Ultra.
Okay.
The things that they did under Project MK Naomi were so terrible and so terrifying that they have not only destroyed all the records, but most of the key personnel and medical doctors who participated and scientists who participated in MK Naomi have disappeared from the face of the earth.
Yeah, now I tried to find something on that. I could find nothing. I couldn't even find anybody who knew what I was talking about.
Well, you can find some obscure references to it, but you will not find much more than that.
Yeah. And do you have any idea of how many different types of mind control programs the government has? One for the adults and one for the... I mean, I see the parents are just falling right into the mold of this.
Sure. Paul, MK Naomi was not a mind control experiment.
Mm-hmm.
MK Naomi was the project that developed AIDS and the Ebola virus.
Well, I thought it was I thought it was a medical thing.
Yes, it was.
Yeah. But, now they have these, you know what? Pat Robertson does this, too. You ever notice that? He has these programs, and it's always called something that's militant. It's, he has these clothing, what they call Operation Blessing, Operation This. It's always like a military type of operation.
Well, I don't
know. And I wonder, is there some kind of a pattern here where they get these names from?
No, I would, don't go out on a limb on this stuff. We know Pat Robinson is ultimately herding his sheep into world government.
Oh, yeah.
We know that. But, don't make wild connections with the name of his clothing gathering projects or whatever they are.
You know, the toughest questions I ever get are from people who know nothing whatsoever. They'll stump me every time. People who think that they know everything, I seem to have some kind of a rational answer for them. But people who know nothing whatsoever would ask me a stupid question like, well, what's MK stand for? And I have no answer.
What do you need an answer for? If you can show
them
that...
Because they're trying to prove that I can't answer them. And when I say, well...
Paul.
Yes?
If you can't answer them on something that means something, then you should be able to answer it.
Yeah.
And you should feel bad.
Yeah.
But if they're just trying to say that these things don't exist because you can't tell them what MK means, then you can really put them back in their sandbox real quick, because there's so much government documentation on MK Ultra and the mind control experiments that went on and the propagation and implementation of LSD amongst the youth of the country and other drugs and then artichoke. There's tons of documentation on artichoke and many, many more. So to try to say that none of this occurred because you don't know what MK means is absolutely absurd to the max. Because the truth is MK doesn't mean anything, isn't supposed to, and doesn't have to. It is just a code name for a top secret project that occurred many years ago that has developed into the active use of this kind of stuff on the population at large today.
Yeah. Was this music, now I started over 20 years ago backmasking music. Someone had asked me about the Beatles thing, and I said, well, I don't really think that's anything but a selling gig. And I started backmasking music, playing them backwards, you know, find out what they say in backwards. It's incredible. I went over 300 songs that I found. A lot of this Luciferian, you know, I love Satan and that kind of stuff, and I want to smoke marijuana, things like that. But there's an awful lot of subliminal mind control that goes on in the televisions. Now, I spoke to you about some of those, about hanging yourself, that's on the cartoons.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of this stuff, I wonder how much is subliminal in these cartoons and in these programs that we watch. Maybe even on the news, whether or not they're using mind control on us while we're watching television.
Well, there's a lot of it. Of course there is.
But you realize that
there always has been. Why do you think television is so mindless?
Well, one thing is television gives off pulsations. Some people can't watch television.
No, no, no. You're getting way into fields that that people have suggested, but nobody can prove. The truth is, you don't have to go to that extent.
Mm-hmm.
If you watch television on a regular basis, your mind is going to be destroyed. Certain ideas are going to be implanted in your mind. You're going to be desensitized to certain things, which you then will no longer care about from that point on. You're going to become totally indoctrinated to obey authority without question. You're going to be taught that family life only leads to trouble.
Yeah.
That kind of thing.
Sure.
And that, you know, but anyway.
Well, there's no families on television anymore. There's either a mother missing or a father missing in every program. And they either seem to be adopted or, see, this is what I mean by this mind control. It seems to make you feel as though your family is wrong because you're not like them on TV.
Well, that's what it's supposed to do, because one of the tenets of the Communist Manifesto is to eliminate the family.
Sure.
Which is the basic unit of society.
Mm-hmm. And I wondered how long that it has been since they had. They must do research to find out what it is that affects a person when they're watching something like a television, or even listening to a radio. You know, some people, you know, get hooked into a sound of a voice. A lot of I did. I got hooked on a Brother Stair because I got used to his voice. It sounded really nice. And it sounded right, but, you know, I was doing the one thing that you always say that we should be doing. I wasn't checking out. I didn't actually take a Bible out and look and see if what he was really saying was true. And that's what made me realize that I have to really double check what, because everybody that was teaching me when as I grew up were lying. And so how did they get control? Where did this lie begin?
Well, it begins a long time, but you know, a lie has to be intentional. Most people, when they teach you something, they're teaching you what they've been taught, and they are not consciously lying, even though what they're teaching you is a lie.
Yeah.
In many instances.
Yeah. So it's kind of like the chair, you know, whisper a story in someone's ear by the time it gets past 10 people. It's a totally different thing, but that ninth person really believed that story was true.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
it's a gradual thing that happens over many years, so that as it passes through generations, people don't realize that anything has changed.
Mm-hmm. It was kind of strange that for myself, because 6 months ago I was talking about, I didn't know it would be Flight 800, but I had predicted exactly on the day that there would be a crash. And I said it wouldn't be
Paul.
Yeah.
We don't do these things on this broadcast.
All right.
We don't look in crystal balls. We don't do all that.
But the reason why I was going to say this is I noticed that when you started talking, how people will go from a negative to all of a sudden agreeing with you with actually not having any facts about what you're talking about. I can talk to somebody and they know nothing about what I'm talking about within 5 minutes. they're agreeing with me, and they didn't even know what I was talking about.
Well, that's because most people don't like to openly challenge somebody else because it'll hurt their feelings and then they'll feel bad, you see.
Yeah.
That's the social thing. But listen, I've got to let you go.
Yeah, I just wanted to know about the MK Ultra thing. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
And we've got to do this, folks. So let's do it. The Hour of the Time, ladies and gentlemen, is brought to you by Swiss America Trading. They deal in precious metals, non-confiscatable, non-reportable hard assets. The only thing in the history of the world that has really been recognized as real money. You know, money, by its very nature, must have an intrinsic value of its own, which means paper doesn't count. Not unless you're going to give the true value of that piece of paper, which is nothing or next to nothing. So you've got to have a commodity as money. Our founding fathers knew that. They put in the Constitution exactly what money is. They gave Congress the power to coin money. They specifically stated in the Constitution, they limited the government's actions by saying that no state may tender in payment of debt anything other than gold or silver coin. Well, if all that's true, and if the Constitution is the supreme law of the land, what's going on? Either they're lying to us and they threw the Constitution out long, long ago. Or else, ladies and gentlemen, they really believe what they're doing is right based upon a gradual erosion of the Constitution under the laws of this country for a long period of time. That's really the answer. Of course, the ones at the very top know exactly what's going on. They know what they're doing. And that's why they're at the top. They're engaged in trying to bring about a one-world totalitarian socialist utopian government from the ashes of the United States of America. So we're the last free people, really, left in the world. We're the only ones, besides the Swiss, who have the right to keep and bear arms. In Switzerland, it's not a right, it's mandatory. That's why nobody ever messes around with the Swiss. So call Swiss America Trading, 1-800-289-2646. Ask for a free copy of the newsletter. Tell them that you're a listener to the Hour of the Time. Ask how you can get your hands on some real money, and then do it. 1-800-289-2646. That's 1-800-289-2646. Do it now. Okay. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hi, Bill.
Hello.
You're doing a wonderful job. Thank God for men like you.
Who's this?
It's Keith from Michigan.
Hi. How you doing?
Good. Hey, you know what it is?
I need you to speak a lot louder.
Louder?
Yeah, put your mouth right in front of your phone there and talk a lot louder.
I got it there. Is that better?
That's a little better. Yeah.
Well, see, he's a bad slave. There's good slaves and bad slaves. Now, had he aborted that little baby and then taken all that money and given it to the socialists that run our country, then he'd been a good slave, see?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah?
But he tried to save the baby's life.
Yeah, well, that's... let him suck the kid's brain out and give the money to the government. Then you're a good slave.
Yep.
Yep.
That seems to be about what it is. You know, they want to drastically reduce the population.
Well, they're doing a beautiful job of it.
Yeah, well, that's really what's behind abortion and all of these other
certainly
things.
Certainly. Yeah, the what they are.
Well, let's not get into satanic devils and things like that, because they're really people. And if there is a devil, it exists within the hearts and minds of people. And they do bad things.
That's right. They get possessed.
Yeah. Well, whether or not they get possessed, that depends upon what particular religion you belong to. And we don't put our religious on other people on this broadcast. But abortion is murder.
That's right.
You don't have to invent devils to make it murder.
Well, I just read the Bible.
Well, you don't have to do that either. Murder is murder.
That's right.
And so we don't have to... We don't have to do all of these other things to make it what it is. It just very simply is the destruction of a human life without the permission or any rightful reason for doing it, and that's murder.
Yep. Absolutely. Well, hang in there. First 100 years is the toughest.
Thanks for calling. 520-333-4578 is the number. Yeah, folks, you don't have to do all these other things to make these people bad. They are bad. Murder is murder. It's as simple as that. And, there is no justification for killing a human being. Unless they're trying to kill you or one of your family members or somebody else, and you're acting in the lawful capacity of trying to save life. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yes. Hi, Bill. Ron in California.
Hi, Ron. How are you?
Hi. Okay. How are you?
Fine. I got the book for the Tascam.
Oh, good.
And you know what?
Yeah?
I don't understand a word that I'm reading in that book. This is the most complicated piece of equipment I've ever seen in my life.
It is pretty complicated. I believe it is. It's made for multi-track recording, and it's capable of doing what you need it to do, but there's a whole lot of extra there.
Yeah, well, I have managed to get the four-track reel-to-reel hooked up to it, and it works, and I can play back and record from the broadcast or whatever I want to do. But all of those extras, I don't really understand any of it, and I've read it over about 3 times now, and it is just, I'm just baffled by the whole thing.
Well, it's a little too lengthy to go into here, but I was going to say, if I may, I noticed an observation. If you look at all these TV shows, they always implant the thought that the sheriffs are crooked, and the FBI or the federal government has to come in and clean up the town.
Yeah, and that's just totally backwards. Totally backwards. The sheriff is elected by the people. If the sheriff is doing a bad thing, you think the people are going to reelect the sheriff?
Right. I think if they get the revenue for the commercials and they implant that thought in the people's mind, it is the other way around, that they've accomplished what they wanted to do.
Yeah, they want to destroy county government. That's one of the big aims, because the county government is the superior political entity in any state, and the county sheriff is the highest law enforcement official in the land, period.
Right.
And so they're trying to make people believe that the sheriff's just a bumbling idiot, that he doesn't have any power, and that the FBI and the ATF and all of these federal agencies actually have power over the sheriff, and that's not true. In fact, they're not even supposed to enter a county without the permission of the sheriff. And if a sheriff tells them to get out, they better do it.
Right. If we believe the way they think, they're all Sheriff Lobos.
Yeah.
Well, what I was going to say, another thing, I use as a litmus test for a lot of other programs that I listen to, because I do listen to all the shows, and I use as a litmus test, if they stay away from secret societies and the discussion of these things, it means something to me, because I know they exist. There's a Masonic temple over there, I mean, Calamasa, and it doesn't have any windows, but nobody wants to talk or discuss these things. And if they don't tell us about that, I wonder what else they're not telling us.
Yeah. Plus, how much rumor are they passing around?
Right. Okay, sir. That's all I had to say. Thank you very much. I really appreciate freedom and liberty and responsibility. I love you.
Thank you, Ron. We love you, too. And all that you've done to help. Let me read this letter here, folks. It says, Dear Bill, please send me your sale catalog. And I think we did. Did we? Yes, we did. Last night, I listened for a few minutes to WWCR to see who Tom Valentine was replaced with. The quality of the broadcast was poor in every respect, and the ads were endless. Your time slot has likewise been filled with a poor substitute. It made me sick. I cannot understand the bias WWCR held against you. Your show was so great. Far superior to these malnourished offerings. At least you really gave us something, and thank you for that. As a reformed liberal, I feel severed from a lifeline since your show went off shortwave. Well, we're back on shortwave, folks. My husband has no interest in learning what you teach, so if I ever do get involved with satellite listening, I will have to save my own money for a long time to get it. He'll never agree to share an expense like that. I live in a town full of kooky New Agers. I fit in okay until listening to you woke me up and changed that. It's still okay here, but I am all alone when it comes to what you teach. The person who got me interested in your show moved out of state, and my best friend here, who also liked it, will be moving to Flagstaff soon. This is a challenge. However, I know these challenges create resourcefulness. I hope I find a way to connect with some hidden Hour of the Time fans. They are few and far between down here in Fort Huachuca land. So I will begin. Here it is. Yes, I did. I will begin my search. In the meantime, I feel so sad. You and your family are really great people. You don't know me from Adam. But we who listen to you every night begin to feel a real kinship with you. I've begun to feel we know you very well, and I will miss you and your family very much. So I will continue my subscription to Veritas, keep an eye out for you to return to shortwave, and will try to figure out if others down here in liberal land listen to you. Thank you for all you do. I know you risk everything doing that. I admire your courage, and I marvel at it. I watched Braveheart the other night for the first time. Amazing. I loved it. Fear is my great enemy, and I wish to overcome it. Much to ponder. And by the way, my favorite show of yours was the one done on your anniversary when you described how you and Annie got together. Romantic, beautiful, something to enjoy. Thanks for sharing that too. I really miss your show. God bless you. I hope to hear you again before it all comes down. I hope you return to shortwave soon, as much for the rest of the world as for me. After all, many of them cannot get you on satellite. Take care. My greatest respect and highest regards, Holly. Holly. Thank you, Holly. I really appreciate your kind words. And sometimes when we get down in the dumps, it takes a letter like this to pull us out of it and make us feel really good. And you'll never know how much it's appreciated. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hi, Bill. This is Chris Turner speaking.
Hi, Chris. How are you?
Fine, and you?
Good.
I just wanted to announce that tomorrow evening on my broadcast, I will taking phone calls for the first time.
Hey, that's great. You got your equipment.
Yeah, I did. I got a Gentner hybrid coupler, and my friend Ken in Glendale helped me set it up, and I'm really looking forward to that.
Wonderful.
And tomorrow evening, I've got somebody. I don't know whether you know about this or not. Have you ever heard of DataSource?
DataSource.
Jim Carlson?
No. Doesn't ring a bell. Let me put it that way.
He has a lot of documentation, 1,100 documents, and I'm going to have him on at 6:30 for a little while. And we can
documentation on what?
Well, it's a multi-page catalog. I'll get into it tomorrow night, but he's got a lot of on mind control and a lot on the United Nations. It's a new thing for me, so I'm not. I will ask him tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
What happens if you have have a document and you can't verify it. You know, and see how he goes with that.
Well, he better be able to verify it, because the first time somebody takes one of your documents down to a federal repository library or someplace else, and they find out that it's not real, you just went down the tubes, my friend.
Yeah. And the thing is, it's so difficult to get documents from our representatives. And I'm hoping this is an opportunity for all of us to get the information as quickly as possible.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's most important right now, is everything's happening at breakneck speed, as we've said. But otherwise, that's about all. Just be sure to have everybody listen out there. Let's see, 9 to 11 Eastern time. And I'll look forward to tomorrow evening.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks, Chris.
Bye.
That's right here. That's right here on the Worldwide Freedom Radio Network, ladies and gentlemen, every Saturday from 9 to 11 Eastern Standard Time, and it's 6 until 8 Pacific Standard Time, American Exposé with Chris Gerner. And tomorrow, for the first time, he's going to be taking calls. That's wonderful. See, we keep improving this network, and things keep getting better. It's going to be the only place to listen. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hey, Bill, this is Jerry from Connecticut. How are you doing tonight?
Good.
A little change in subject here. I hope you don't mind.
No, it's wide open.
Okay. A little experience I had last summer that it might be beneficial for you maybe, and maybe the audience. When I went on that trip down here in Area 51, before I went down there, I wasn't feeling too good. And as you know, the last day I was there, I didn't feel good.
Uh-huh.
And when I came back, it got even worse. And so I went to the doctors and had some tests taken. And MRI, MRA, all the tests. And they couldn't find nothing. Well, I came home and started going through all the literature I have on homeopathic medicine, herbs and all that. And come to find out, I was reading something about aspartame. And I says, wow. I says, I've been taking this stuff for 4 or 5 years. It's a NutraSweet.
Uh-huh.
And I stopped taking it, and the ailment went away. Now, what I was getting out of this was double vision, blurred vision, dizziness, memory loss. And it took about 3 years for it to get to the point where I lost time from work.
And then when you gave it up, you got better.
That's right. It took about a week and a half to 2 weeks. The blurriness went away right away. But I could feel the alertness coming back.
Mm-hmm.
And if you notice, everything's diet today. You got diet soda, you got diet food, and these kids are taking this stuff left and right. Now, if this aspartame can do it to a guy that's 230 pounds, can you imagine what it's doing to these kids?
Yeah, because dosage of chemicals in medicine is weight related. So if they're taking the same dose you were taking and it was affecting you like that, then it's got to really be doing it to them.
It took about 3 years, but, you know, usually I drink a little bit more coffee on weekends. So, it was really a shocker, and I'm glad it wasn't more serious than what I
thank you.
But at least I found out what caused it. But even the doctors, when I mentioned it to them, when they couldn't find nothing, and I mentioned to them what I had done and what I had stopped taking, they couldn't believe it.
Uh-huh. How'd you like the Area 51 trip?
Oh, I loved it.
Did you have a good time?
Yeah, I had a good time.
Was it worth it?
Pardon me?
Was it worth it?
Sure. In fact, I'd like to go again here.
Well, we're going to go again.
It's a toss-up between that and the other trip.
Which other trip? You mean the conference?
Yeah.
Well, the Area 51 is usually, we try to do it on a 3-day weekend.
Yeah.
And the conference is always 5 days, Monday through Friday. And then the last night, the Friday night, is always a camp out, traditionally. And it's great, too.
I think I'd like to go to that one this year.
Yeah. Well, Thanks for calling.
Okay, we'll see you.
Appreciate it. Thanks for your input on the aspartame. Although that's not scientific proof that aspartame was what was causing your problem, it is firsthand testimony from somebody who had an experience that maybe somebody else can benefit from. 520-333-4578. I think we can take a couple of more calls before. Oh, no, we can't. We're out of here, folks. Good night. God bless each and every single one of you. And may God in his infinite mercy save this republic. This is the Voice of Freedom. Listening to the Worldwide Freedom Radio Network with studios in Eager, Arizona, broadcasting on satellite GE1, transponder 7, 7.56 audio, and over 700 FM stations across the nation and around the world. The hour of the time is also carried on WRMI, Worldwide Shortwave Radio, 99.55 kilohertz, Monday through Friday nights, 5 until 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
This is my daddy's station. I'm Pooh, classic radio like you always wished it could be. 101.1 FM, Eager.
We now return you to all oldies most of the time.
Hello. when a star is born, it possesses a gift or two. And one of them is this. It has the power to make a wish come true.
This is My Daddy Station. I'm Pooh, classic radio like you always wished it could be. 101.1 FM, Eagles.